From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greenport Planning Board will hold two public hearings January 28 on two projects. The first, a proposed apartment complex to be located on Joslyn Boulevard, and the second proposal, a 20-bed medically supervised withdrawal and stabilization facility to be built at Merle Avenue and Route 66. The facility would serve patients locally in Columbia and Greene counties. The structure would measure 10,600 square feet and be located across Route 66 from the Falls apartment complex and a daycare center and near the Questar 3 Bozies Educational Center. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morrell said the county has been working with Greene County officials to develop an opioid resource plan, and the proposed Greenport facility will help fulfill one of the needs outlined in the plan. Morrell said, and I quote, "What ultimately happens with the project will be up to the local government to decide, but we have identified a detox and rehab facility as something we need in Columbia County and now Greene County," end quote. The project has received preliminary approval from the State Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse Services. Patients will typically stay at the facility anywhere from 1 day to 7 days, with most patients staying an average of 4 days. If approved, the center would open 9 months to a year from now. The apartment project being discussed during the first hearing calls for the construction of 3 12-unit and 2 10-unit apartments for a 56-unit complex at 540 Joslyn Boulevard. The public hearing will be held beginning at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, January 28th in the Greenport Town Office Building at 600 Town Hall Drive in Greenport. WTEN-TV is reporting the deadline to register to vote in the state's upcoming closed Democratic primary is February 14th. In New York, only registered party members can participate in the presidential primary election scheduled for April 28th. The standard voter registration form is available by U.S. mail, online at the DMV, or in person at many government agencies. The same form is used to change party affiliation. County Board of Elections must receive an application to change party enrollment by Valentine's Day. The original enrollment deadline was in October, but Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed a bill in September to extend it. Any changes in party enrollment filed after the February 14th deadline and before June 30th will take effect on June 30th. The Columbia County Board of Elections, located at 401 State Street in Hudson, is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. The Greene County Board of Elections, at 411 Main Street in Catskill, is open 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. And you can read the full story at news10.com. Jane Wester is reporting for the New York Law Journal. A bill introduced January 27th in the state Senate by Senator Brad Hoylman, a Manhattan Democrat, would prohibit the use of facial recognition technology as well as some other kinds of biometrics surveillance by law enforcement. The measure would also create a task force to examine how to regulate the use of biometric technology in the future. The law would allow police to use DNA and fingerprints to identify people and link them to potential crimes. Hoylman, chair of the State Senate Judiciary Committee, said newer biometric technology like facial recognition, and I quote, presents a chilling threat to our privacy and civil liberties, end quote. He said the technology, and I quote, threatens to end every New Yorker's ability to walk down the street anonymously, end quote. Hoylman said research indicates that facial recognition algorithms struggle to recognize women, people of color, young people, and transgender or gender non-conforming people. Attorneys with the Legal Aid Society and the New York Civil Liberties Union praised the proposal, saying that the technology is inaccurate and easily abused. Hoylman said he was specifically concerned by the New York Police Department's use of facial recognition and an app created by Clearview AL. That app researches internet images to help law enforcement identify people. An NYPD spokeswoman said the department has not reviewed the bill's language, but noted the department would be negligent if it did not use facial recognition technology. Read the full story in the New York Law Journal. Amanda Freeze is reporting for Capital Confidential. State Attorney General Letitia James has launched an online portal for New York residents to report if or when they experience housing discrimination based on the source of their income. James said in the news release, and I quote, "Across New York State, landlords, rental agents, and brokers continue to post ads specifying that they will not accept vouchers or housing assistance, an act that is blatantly unlawful and discriminatory. This new portal will allow New Yorkers to report these instances of discrimination and help my office hold bad actors accountable," end quote. The 2019 law applies to various types of housing statewide, except one- or two-family homes occupied by the owner, room rentals, or properties for individuals of the same sex, like college dorms and housing for seniors. This type of discrimination is often targeted at those who receive Social Security benefits, other government assistance, or child support. Lawful sources of income, as defined under the new law, now include alimony, foster care subsidies, child support, Social Security, or supplemental security income. Any form of federal, state, or local public or housing assistance, and any other form of lawful income or government assistance. Complaint forms can be completed online at ag.ny.gov. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, wgxe.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.